Big Five accounting firm Arthur Andersen continues its struggle to survive. The company faces an exodus of prestigious clients and possible criminal charges related to its involvement in the Enron scandal. Andersen reportedly is conducting negotiations with the Justice Department and talking with a rival accounting firm about a possible merger. In addition, an independent oversight board led by former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has rushed out an initial set of reforms for the firm, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Paul Volcker says his three-member panel had planned to finalize its first set of reforms later this month. The schedule changed after reports about a possible merger and possible criminal charges emerged. The reforms call for Andersen to split its auditing and consulting services to eliminate any conflict of interest. They also impose several internal measures, like rotating the partner that deals with a particular audit client at least every 5 years. Dan Richman, a law professor at Fordham University and a former prosecutor, says the reforms and talk of a possible merger may not make much difference to the Justice Department as it decides whether to indict Andersen for shredding Enron-related documents.
If the government is interested in deterrence in the corporate area, which it certainly is, the fact that when pushed to the wall, a corporation renews itself or reinvents itself really can't be the end of the government's thinking.
Andersen's prospects of survival have been worsening. Over the past 2 weeks, a series of blue-chip companies have dumped the firm as their auditor. The latest, FedEx Corporation, announced its defection yesterday. To get itself out of its troubling predicament, Andersen reportedly has been holding merger talks with another Big Five accounting firm, New York-based Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu. News of the talks was first reported by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Northwestern University professor Thomas Lees, who studies mergers and acquisitions, says the talks are a smart step for Andersen, especially since the firm has offered $750 million to settle lawsuits filed by Enron shareholders, shareholders who are demanding billions.
What makes this strategy clever, it's also in the interest of the plaintiffs to help out in the settlement. And the reason is that if, in fact, Andersen disintegrates, then the plaintiffs are going to get only the insurance money. And that's going to be much less than they possibly could get if, in fact, Andersen were to remain intact.
Any merger deal would have far-reaching consequences. The accounting industry, dominated now by the top firms known as the Big Five, would be concentrated even further. But structuring a deal to combine Andersen and Deloitte, which together employ 180,000 people, is no small feat. In addition, Andersen's legal woes could derail any deal, says Martin Sikora, publisher of Acquisition and Mergers magazine.
In Andersen's case, a lot of these liabilities are not things that are obvious right now. It's what could happen later as far as class action suits or other kinds of penalties that come down the pike.
Some industry analysts say in order for a deal to occur, Andersen might have to declare bankruptcy to protect any buyer from the company's liabilities. Keith Shapiro, a bankruptcy attorney with the Chicago law firm Greenberg Traurig, says bankruptcy or not, it would benefit Andersen to move quickly.
Because it provides clarity for their existing clients, and it gives their existing clients some comfort. To the extent the Andersen name has been tarnished, they'll still get the same good professionals that they've become accustomed to working with under the new umbrella of another accounting firm.
Meantime, Andersen and Deloitte declined to comment specifically on any discussion. An Andersen spokesman simply says the company is considering a number of options to serve its clients. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.